Now from New York to rural Pennsylvania, where a sense of place has a central role in a new play about fracking and the experiences of a family living in Washington County. Paul Cruz is the playwright and a co-founder of Hatch Arts Collective, which is mounting the production in Pittsburgh this summer. I dropped in on a rehearsal of the play, Driftless, and Cruz told me more about the meaning of the title.
The word Driftless comes from a geological explanation, and we were really interested in rooting the text in geological realities and that kind of deep history. The really strange thing is that this one of the key ingredients in fracking is sand. And the largest and best naturally occurring supply of frack sand is in a region called the Driftless Area, which is western Wisconsin, eastern Minnesota, northern Iowa. That's where I grew up. So I did not know before 2 years ago that the sand that I walked on as a kid is being dug up, brought to western Pennsylvania, and injected into the ground to extract natural gas. Learning that fact, for me in a lot of ways, was the spark that lit the fuse for this project. So what Driftless means is that it's land that has been untouched by glaciers. And so there's something really special about western Pennsylvania in that it's a beautiful part of the world. And it's a world that, you know, is now experiencing a new kind of natural resource extraction.
The idea for where the story of the play came from is from real people, right?
Our process for working on this play has been about 3 years. We started with a small workshop process in 2013, and we did a play investigating how environmental activism in the nonprofit world intersected about fracking. And from that, we had another workshop where we gathered a group of about 9 artists, and together we took a look at the transcripts from a trial of a bunch of protesters who were arrested trying to shut down a frack sand mine. Using those two processes, I, over the last year, have been interviewing about 30 folks who live in western Pennsylvania and are in some way connected to hydraulic fracturing. So that has meant activists. It's meant folks who have directly benefited from fracking, folks who are pro-fracking, folks who are anti-fracking, folks who are interested in fracking. And one of the things that I hope folks understand after experiencing this play is that it is complicated and that it's possible for something to have economic benefits while still causing real environmental harm. And that until we admit both of those things, it's going to be really hard to progress.
One of the characters, Colin, works on a fracking well pad in Pennsylvania, and he's also a recovering addict. And there's a scene where the audience sees him working on the well pad, and two other characters are talking, one about the definition of addiction, how you know you're an addict, and the other about the process of hydraulic fracturing. So I'm just curious what you're trying to say about the nature of fracking there and fossil fuel extraction.
There's two reasons that addiction plays a role in the text. The first and most immediate is that what's true for Washington County and several rural counties around Pittsburgh is that there is a big problem with heroin addiction. I am not an expert in that, so I can't say for sure, but in talking to a lot of people who live in those areas, many people have drawn a connection between heroin addiction beginning and the fracking boom that's been going on. Whether it's causal, we don't know, but what is true is that they've been existing at the same time. The other thing that occurred to me as I was writing that I've been thinking about is how similar our relationship to fossil fuels is to addiction. And by our, I mean our way of life, my way of life, the fact that I drive a car here, the fact that I can't move through a room without touching at least a dozen petroleum products. And so the analogy of an addiction seems really appropriate to me. We have a dependence, and it's a dependence that is causing us harm.
Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania is a very heavily Catholic place. And so I have to ask about the role of religion in the play, because it's pretty irreverent. I think there might even be a trigger warning in the beginning of the text.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is. I wouldn't call it irreverent, but I would call it maybe raw. The existence of religion in the text is really personal to me, also grounded in the fact that religion and Catholicism do play a huge role in people's lives in this part of the world and in many parts of the world. But for me, my way into activism was through the Catholic worker movement. My family was part of a Catholic worker community growing up, and connecting activism to religion has been a part of my understanding of the world for a very long time. And so seeing that played out on stage is cathartic for me, and connecting those things is powerful for me. And I hope it is for other people as well. I think that people turn to their deepest beliefs often when you're confronted with something this large.
So say who the religious figures in your play are and why you chose them.
The play is guided by two saints who share wisdom not only spiritually, but also scientifically. The two saints are Saint Peter. I chose Saint Peter because the word Peter comes from the Greek Petros, which literally means stone or rock. And there's a passage in the Bible where Jesus turns to Peter and says, "You are my rock, and on this rock I will build my church." And the analogy between Peter as rock and the geology in the play was really interesting to me. The other saint is Saint Barbara, a medieval saint, I think the 1300s. Saint Barbara is the patron saint of miners and explosions. Because there are small explosions involved in the process of fracking, I wonder what Saint Barbara would have to say about it.
Well, playwright Paul Cruz and his collaborators Nicole Shiro and Adil Mansour acted out a little scene when I visited the rehearsal that might give a clue to this question. It features St. Barbara on a beach with a childlike St. Peter who's building a sandcastle.
A typical frack sand mining operation begins with removal of vegetation and topsoil.
St. Barbara destroys a little bit of St. Peter's sandcastle.
What are you doing?
In some cases, explosive charges may be used to break the sandstone into smaller chunks.
You're ruining it!
St. Barbara destroys more of St. Peter's sandcastle.
These chunks go to a crusher, which breaks them into individual grains of sand.
St. Barbara completely obliterates St. Peter's sandcastle.
No!
Scene. That's from a new work about fracking, Driftless, which premieres in Pittsburgh on August 11th. There's more about that on our website, AlleghenyFront.org. And we should say that Driftless is supported in part by the Heinz Endowments, the Pittsburgh Foundation, and the PNC Charitable Trust. These foundations also support the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.